Resolution for Western Sussex Sewer Solution for a wastewater matching planning grant.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
I'm here before you this morning to request a resolution for a wastewater matching planning grant for the Western Sussex area. A resolution of Sussex County Council is required in order for the Engineering Department to apply for a planning grant from the Water Infrastructure Advisory Council. And as the Engineering Department has been working with the communities of Greenwood, Bridgeville, and the city of Seaford on the possibility of establishing a Western Sussex Sewer District. The study will determine the most cost-effective and economical manner in which Sussex County can establish a collection and transmission system to connect and transmit the effluent from Greenwood and Bridgeville to the city of Seaford for treatment and disposal. The grant monies are based on a 50% match with a maximum grant of $50,000. And based on the timing for the Wastewater Infrastructure Advisory Council meeting, we are requesting this early. If the Western Sussex sewer area is not created, we will not proceed with this grant request.
Have a motion?
Have a resolution.
Resolution, okay.
A resolution to submit a request for the wastewater matching planning grant to the Water Infrastructure Advisory Council for matching funds to finance a planning study for the Western Sussex sewer solution.
Question from council, Mr. Cole.
Yeah, I've always been concerned that, you know, the county gets into the sewer business around some of these small towns. And next thing you know, the small towns don't get an ability to expand, you know, with services offering to people outside and have their city limits, you know, grow and build their economic base. Are we just transmitting? We're not going to provide, as we go through the countryside between these two towns on the way to Seaford, are we going to open it up to developers coming to the county to tap into this system? Or is it just going to be a transmission line to go down there?
Councilman Cole, let me try to attempt to answer this question, because I've answered it a few times.
I know.
First of all, my apologies for putting the cart before the horse. That's an example, but the timelines dictate that we have that in order to make the application. It assumes that the town of Bridgeville votes in the affirmative requesting the creation of a sewer district. The town of Greenwood already has. If they do, it becomes before you at the meeting, not the next week, but the following week. It would come before council to form the district, the Western District area. If that were the case, this application will already be sitting on file up in Dover. If this will not be the case, we will then retract the application. So, explaining that's why these timelines fall in this awkward way. So, next time when I appear before you asking for the creation, that's when I will answer that question. But since you've asked it already, I'll jump ahead. What I told both councils, both commissioners since, and as well as the public, is it does not change any of the underlying land use. The annexation areas of Seaford and Bridgeville actually touch. That does not change any of that. Whether they are served by City of Seaford Sewer, Unified Sewer, or Town of Bridgeville Sewer, if the Town of Bridgeville continues to operate as a town, is irrelevant because the land use decision, i.e. comp plans, all three comp plans are based on that, and we are not making any of that change. So if somebody wants to develop in the county and use the Unified Sewer District to provide sewer service, that would be the vehicle. If they choose to annex, and they can annex, and they are in the annexation zone, because the annexation zone...
Yeah, we can't force a property owner to annex. Right? Just when a city like Seaford wants to grow and expand their tax base, they have services to offer people that, you know, are joining these town centers. And the theory is we want growth to come from the town centers and move out. And I just see that what happened in South Coastal, when the county got in the business of sewer, it was difficult for Ocean View, Millville, and these towns to appeal to these landowners that are in the county because they didn't have anything to offer other than maybe police protection and stuff like that. So it just sometimes makes it more difficult to see the annexation of the town, the ability to annex adjoining properties to expand their tax base. And I don't want to create a situation over on the western side that we'll do that. So I fully agree that these towns have sewer systems, and Seaford would be, you know, very helpful, a way to work it, and I don't mind us assisting, but I don't want to, again, take the ability of Ridgeville or Seaford out of the business of being able to help them, their tax bases.
And Mr. President, please second me here. We fully anticipated, Mr. Vincent and I were at all the meetings, we fully anticipated your question coming from the
Seaford. Well, I'm from Seaford, I got to do this. Mike threw me out years ago.
It did not. We actually had to introduce the question at all three council meetings,
right.
The city one, as well as the two towns.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Mr. Vincent and I spoke to this particular issue, assuring them that this is not the intent. So I think your concern is not echoed on the municipal side.
Look, well, they're assuming maybe that because they've got these growth districts that are on paper, they actually mean something. But if it's not in the city limits, they really don't control it. And I can see a property owner having a choice, go to the county, go to the town. I go to the town, it's going to cost me more, my residents, and et cetera, et cetera. If I go to the county, I can bypass that. And then the chances of the annexation are slim in the future. So I don't know if they have seen what has happened in the past, and that's kind of what's happened on the eastern side.
But I think what you don't see is that the development patterns in Seaford, as well as Bridgeville, reflect a zoning background we don't have. So if you take the Seaford Industrial Park, or take the recent Seaford annexations along the highway, the heavy commercial annexations, as well as Heritage Shores, these are things happening on the western side which could have not happened under the county zoning rules. So I think that's probably why the municipal government seemed to be not concerned about who is in charge of the sewer. And please help me out here, Mr.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, they're concerned. They understand that they can grow if they choose to. But their concern is they have to do something about sewer.
Mm-hmm.
And the county option is by far, far heads and above less expensive than any other option. And they're worried about how they're going to pay.
No, Mike, I agree. I agree that Greenwood and Seaford and Bridgeville and all of them should work together. That's fine. It's the land in between. It's the county land that when you see a farm in between these towns and the guy says, I want to develop it now. And then he comes and approaches the county, and then he doesn't have to approach the towns. And then, you know, the towns, like you say, are abutting on the maps, but that doesn't mean anything. I've seen it happen in Ocean View where we can't coerce anybody to go into a town, even when they're next to a town. We've actually surrounded an island with sewer and anything. So
in this case, the town, I mean, the Heritage Shores and the land south of there, which is down the town, comes almost down to Route 18. And Seaford is within, well, next below that is Clearbrook, which is a big development, private development, and mm-hmm. then the city of Seaford land. So there's not much land to be had on the highway. Most of it. There's some land on one side.
I just think there should be a connection, but maybe I'm beating a dead horse here, but.
Mr. President.
Nope.
Go ahead. Continue with
Mr. Wilson.
What George Cole was saying, we actually come all the way from Allendale, all the way down to Georgetown, and from Georgetown, all the way out to the other side of Georgetown.
Right.
We were completely out of bounds of Georgetown, correct, where Baxter is. So that's I can go back again. So who controls that? Who controls that pipeline? I think it's a good question to ask.
The county controls that pipeline.
Yes. Well, that's
town thing. That's not the county.
I own a piece of land. I'm going to buy up here by Redding, and I'm going to develop it, put 100 houses in there for development. Could I not hook up to the county sewer line
and run it
back down here?
With our recommendation and your discretionary vote.
Well, with my discretion. My discretion would be go ahead and I can hook up to it. unless you want to charge me too much money.
That is your discretion.
Call for the resolution.
Any more questions?
Yeah, just a comment on George's thought. I agree with George's thought that if a town wants to annex and wants to supply sewer and water, then we ought to encourage that. But if the town does not, we ought to not discourage somebody. I mean, if, you know, I think it's a partnership deal that, like we've talked about all morning, is that if the town wants that growth, that's great. If the town is maxed out or just says, hey, we don't want to do that, I don't think we ought to just alienate the land because they're next to the town that doesn't want them.
Now, if you put it in if I may, Mr. Duncan, in a nutshell, right now, neither one of the facilities really has growth potential left without substantial improvements. By adding the two components, the two parts are better as a whole than the individual ones. And Mr. President, I know that because if the allocation, the load allocation under the Chesapeake TMDL is not moved to Seaford, by itself, Bridgeville is out of growth potential and Seaford is out of growth potential. Only by combining the load allocation with the treatment component in Seaford allows you to have growth potential again. So all of a sudden, by putting the two parts together, you have the ability to even allow growth to happen. Right now, it's pretty much...
No, I think the connection is all good. It's just the after it gets connected and they start coming to the county asking for sewer thing, and then we go back and forth. There's a city one, and then they're back and forth. I'm just thinking the cities ought to be in control of the sewer service. And we've got three cities... All of them have sewer systems, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, the county shouldn't be involved over there in providing sewer. Let those towns do it. Let those towns grow. Let the growth come from the towns out, but then the county can assist in doing all the interconnections. I have no problem with that. But I think if you open it up where they can bypass the cities and come to the county, they will do that. Because
the rates will stop the growth. Even if they could get it done, the rates would stop the growth.
Well, I don't believe whether or not.
The
not,
only
I,
way we can do it, Councilman Cole, is
okay.
Having a the unified sewer district was the answer to some of the eastern problems, and it's definitely the answer to the western problem.
Like I said, the interconnection I like. I think the towns ought to control the expansion of sewer out there, but that's okay. It's just a summary.
Point well taken. Yeah.
Right.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wills.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
No, yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. Okay, the next one is a Slaughter Beach Planning Study Grant.